This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Go out there first, second quarter. Don't get the ball. Start getting targets at the end. Can't do nothing. Start getting the ball when it's 30-0. What do you want me to do?
Why in the first half are they not looking at you?
I don't know. Talk to Dave about that. They come up to me, ask me what plays I want. That was that. I don't know.
Sounds like things in New York are going well. That is...
Poor Brian Daboll.
I don't know about that. That is Giants rookie wide receiver Malik Nabers. Yeah, again, if they weren't playing on Thursday, I think both Brian Daboll and Joe Shane are out of a job. I think that's almost 100%. This has been an incredibly embarrassing year for the Giants. Daniel Jones, they bench him and then cut him. It sounded like that was due to them doing right by Jones, and that was his request, and they granted it. Nabers went from looking like, oh man, he's OBJ reincarnated, to he got a concussion, and since then it has been great. You heard him there. They're not targeting him in the first half. They're starting Tommy DeVito. Yesterday, they're getting blown out by Tampa Bay, Baker has one of the coolest rushing touchdowns you're going to see, and does the Tommy DeVito celebration, arguably better than DeVito. And it's just, it's a real, real bad scene that they're in right now. It's not going to get any better. Mm-hmm. I think it was a great first year with Daboll and Shane. They make the playoffs. They beat, as I've previously mentioned, a Vikings team that got super lucky and couldn't win a wild card game. They beat them there, and then they were blown out. And they have never been good since. They have got to completely reset, restart. I think that's what they should do. And then with Joe Shane, ultimately, Hard Knocks has not helped him by any means.
It already made him look not great when it came out, and now it's looking even worse.
Like the Saquon Barkley thing, but that's the worst, because Barkley's having a near MVP season.
To be fair, that is a tough situation to be in, because you're running out of money, and you obviously don't want to let him go, but at the same time.
But then them going into the season with Jones after actively courting a ton of rookie quarterbacks.
Yeah.
It looks like a team in a season that looked like it didn't even want to take the field.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just never good.
Right. Like imagine this is, obviously they wouldn't have Nabers, right? But imagine this is a team where Saquon Barkley's your running back and Drake May's your quarterback.
Well, I mean, they would have had to trade up for it. For me, it's more the idea of if they had drafted a J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah, but still.
Yes, he's hurt, let's say the injury still happens, but you could sit there and go, hey, but we've got McCarthy waiting in the wings.
Yeah.
They have nothing there. Mm-hmm. There is no hope. Right. There is nothing to grab onto, because even with Nabers, we're halfway through his rookie year and we're already talking about he's not getting targets.
Yeah, he's already sick of it.
Yeah.
Like, he's already ready to, well, not ready to leave, but he sounds pretty mad.
Yeah, like there's just no hope there. For Vikings fans, even if their season was, let's say, not 8-2, but 6-5, they could sit there and go, yeah, we got J.J. McCarthy coming next year.
Jefferson signed. J.J. McCarthy's coming in.
Addison looks good in year number two. Like they could have a
The defense still looks okay.
They could have a ton of stuff. It just happens to be that they're 8-2. The Giants have none of that. The Patriots with Drake May, and obviously they took him, what, 3 overall? Their team's awful.
Mm-hmm.
But they're like, even in bad games, he's playing all right.
Right. I mean, even yesterday I saw, you know, the hit a 4th and 15, I think it was, at the end of the game. A 4th and 15, and they trusted him with the ball. Like, they just, I mean, the game was over. So they just let him go out there. Threw a 38-yard touchdown pass.
Yep.
Like,
I just needed him over 215 yards. I got 221. I'm happy with that.
Nice.
I'm happy with that. Let's get connected to our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Just talking about the bye week. How'd you feel? How do you feel about the Bills following that? Braden tweets in, I've always hated the bye week as it meant no Bills game, but this is the first time I was happy at one that they needed to get healthy and to win the way they did against who they did, gave me the juice to make it through the week.
I think that's true.
I think that's right for a lot of people.
Let's say the games were flipped and it was Chiefs then Colts. How would you feel right now? Like, still probably the same.
49ers?
No. Like, you play the Chiefs, and then you play the Colts, and then you go to the bye week. Like, obviously, you still beat the Chiefs, but it's not as fresh. It's not as recent. Like, you know, you're still feeling good because you're on a 2-game winning streak. But at the same time, like, I think that beating the Chiefs right before the bye week kind of also helps fuel you through it.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas, 100%. Like, if you beat the Colts, it's like, oh, okay, cool. We beat the Chiefs 2 weeks ago, and then we just beat.
Yeah.
We beat a bad Colts team.
And it's just like, okay, now we're going to the bye week. You'd still have the Chiefs win. That would sort of be
true.
You'd still have that
okay,
bonus.
Okay, fine. Chiefs wins after the bye week then. And everything else is still there, but the Chiefs wins.
You're happy you're 8-2, but it's still, you're like, all right, let's come on. I want to get to the Chiefs game. I know that's coming up. That was sort of the same thing when we started the year with San Francisco. All right, it's going to be Chiefs bye week in San Francisco. Okay, here we go. That's going to be the stretch run. Now it's a bit different. We were talking about San Francisco, where they have not looked like the team of years past at all. A lot of it due to injuries.
Mm-hmm. Rams the same way.
Rams kind of the same way. Detroit is now the game we're all sort of like looking forward to, going like, all right, that might be game of the year part two.
Yeah.
And that should be. I'm excited for that game, and also can't. I don't want any part of it.
I just want it to be over, and I just want someone to tell me the score. I don't want to watch it. I don't want to. I want to watch it.
I want to watch it.
I'm gonna watch it with like my hands over my eyes, like looking through my fingers. Like,
I think a lot of it for me was just always Detroit was that lovable loser. Like,
yeah.
When Matthew Stafford made a playoff game, it was like, oh, like
great,
go Lions.
Good for him. Yeah.
Last year was sort of the same thing. Go Lions. Now they're really good, and I'm like, stop. No, I'm not going through the Saints thing again where you were bad your entire existence, good for 15 minutes, and you're going to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
No, we're not doing that again.
They got good too quick. Like, it was one of those things where it's like, okay, they're on the rise. Oh, they're here. Oh, okay, great, cool.
It becomes a very quick, like, check yourself. Like, Bills especially, it's like, no, there have been periods where they've been very, very good. 4 Super Bowls, obviously.
Yeah.
Never won one, and then went through the drought. Now we've been good for a while here.
Right, and even look at Allen's rise here. It took a few years for him to really get going. Like, sure, you make the playoffs and everything with him early on, but it never really looked like, boom, there it is right away. Obviously, it's different because, you know, I don't know why I almost said Jared Goff was Nick Foles.
You
look at Jared Goff, and he's not a rookie coming into it, but it is still like he's coming into a new team. They're trying to put this all together on the fly, and they do. Right? Like, that's the thing.
They've also had a very quick ascension.
Yeah. And it's like, it makes me think of, like, you know, there's other teams in sports this has happened to. Like, look back at the New York Rangers, where they fall off. They get Kapokako and Alexis Lafreniere back to back years. And then, boom, all of a sudden they're good again. It's like, no, that's not fair. Like, sure, the Lions have been bad for a while. So it takes some time.
For me, it was just more, I don't like that they are getting good and already look like a complete juggernaut that should, like, walk to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no. Again, because it's like the 09. Saints, where they got really good when they first got Sean Payton and Drew Brees. They make the NFC Championship in 06. Then they have a rough 07, 08 years.
Yeah.
And then 2009, 13-3, and they walked to the Super Bowl. It felt like by halfway through the year, everyone knew it was going to be Colts Saints that year. I don't know if it's ever been the same since for me, but like that year stuck with me. I don't need that again. They were the Aints for years. Lions were just the joke of the NFL.
Yeah.
You can win one soon. I wish, like, the Bills to do it first. I can't have another team that was never good.
Yeah, your rebuild took 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Ours took, like, a long time. So,
yes, I don't need that.
Let's trade
it should be a great game, though. The Lions very much are a front running team at times. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean that as a negative. I mean, they get up on you fast and then they can run the ball and then they can just, I mean, they break you down. Their one issue, and I want to jump into the stats on this too.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are, right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know if they've properly replaced Aiden Hutchinson for this year with Za'Darius Smith. He's much more of an interior pass rusher, and I don't know if they've totally gotten that corrected in terms of their pass rushing numbers. I have not looked into it. I'm going to wait, obviously, until like Lions week, but that would be my only thing is you didn't totally go out there in a Super Bowl window and replace Aiden Hutchinson.
It's also kind of tricky, though. Like, what kind of a move would – like, that would have been a massive trade,
right?
Like, that would have been really hard – sure, you could probably win a Super Bowl by going and getting like a Myles Garrett or something like that. But at mm-hmm. the same time, if you're the Lions, the way that they're doing this is very smart. Because most teams, if they're in their and maybe this is just the general manager point rather than a team point, but most teams when they're in that situation where they've been bad for so long and then all of a sudden they have this chance to go and do something great and win the Super Bowl, they will go all in and trade everything away. Like the Rams did in 2021. It was F the picks and go get everybody.
Yep.
And now look at the Rams where they're okay, they have players still, but they're not what they used to be.
Yep.
The Lions are doing this where you're slowly building, and yeah, Za'Darius Smith probably wasn't the best option you could go get. But Aiden Hutchinson's young. He's going to come back from that injury. He might be back in time for playoffs. There's a lot that they did right, even if they don't win the Super Bowl, because they didn't hemorrhage the future just for a chance to win the Super Bowl. Because you could have traded for somebody like Myles Garrett, and boom, he gets hurt the next week. Like, that's the thing.
Or you just realize you're losing the division or the championship round, and all of a sudden you're sitting there going,
well, we just traded everything away for a first-round loss or a second-round loss, and then it's, what are we going to do now? So I think the Lions, while they could have made their chances better for sure, they definitely did the right thing by not going big.
Yep.
But
that's fair.
You know, obviously we're going to have to see how they handle the Bills. So it's like I said, it's one of those things where it's like, I want to watch, obviously, but I'm going to be scared the entire time. Like
I don't know if I'm going to be scared. It's just, it's one of those teams where I'm going to be looking at them and going like, man, I can't believe you guys got good this fast.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's going to be a great game. The way the Bills are playing is awesome. Mm-hmm. If you would have asked me 2-3 weeks ago, do they have a shot against the Lions? I'd have said no. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be a loss. Now I have a much better feeling about them.
Yeah.
With that being said, though, week 12, we still have one more game tonight. I think the game of the week.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Waiting for
the Harbaugh. The Harbaugh Bowl.
The Harbaugh Bowl. 7-4 Ravens versus 7-3 Chargers. I think the Chargers are an ascending team. I think the Ravens peaked early and are stumbling here. And I don't like them in the spot at all. I think the Ravens are favored. Yep, they're 2.5-point road favorites. And I think the Chargers are going to beat them. I think that was a huge win for the Chargers against the Bengals to kind of, in a way, put away the demons of we lose these close games all the time. We blow huge leads all the time. And for them, and I get it, the Bengals are their own worst enemies as well. But for the Chargers to come out on top there, I think is huge. They are an ascending team. Their defense is playing out of this world. And I'm not going to lie, if I'm the Chargers, I'm smelling blood in the AFC West. I think you can go catch Kansas City or at least make it a fight.
Yeah.
And it starts tonight. If you beat The Ravens, you're 8-3. And then looking at the Chargers' schedule here going forward, the Bills do not play them. But you get Baltimore tonight at Atlanta. Atlanta has looked like a team as well. Struggled like week one because Kirk Cousins coming from back from his Achilles injury. Then they kind of went on a run where they looked really good on offense. They looked like a lot of fun, what have you. Now they look like a team that's probably going to be one and done in the playoffs if they even make it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get at Kansas City. You should have beat them earlier in the year when they lost Rashee Rice, mm-hmm. but you weren't there yet. Now the Chargers feel like a team that is there. You get that win at Arrowhead. Then all of a sudden you have Tampa. I think you can beat them, but I do like Tampa. Don't get me wrong. Denver, tough game as well at New England at the Raiders. There's a few tough games in there,
yeah,
but I think they also should out, probably end the year on a 2-0 run.
Right, you close out easy, but also and then you look at the Chiefs conversely there. They have the Raiders this week, which, you know, maybe – oh, that's the Black Friday game. Maybe you could say, oh, it's the Raiders. The Chiefs will be fine. They almost lost to the Panthers.
And they did lose to the Raiders last year.
Yeah, the Raiders have figured out ways to beat them before, so – the Raiders could still give the Chiefs a run for their money this week. Then, like you said, they play the Chargers.
Then Cleveland.
Then the Chiefs have the Browns, the Texans, the Steelers, the Broncos. The Browns, not too big of a worry, probably. Mm-hmm. The Texans, Steelers, and Broncos, though, that's a gauntlet to end the season compared to the Chargers, where it's, you know, you have the Broncos, and then you have two easy games against the Raiders and easier games against the Raiders and Patriots. I really think that that week 18 game against the Broncos, that's going to be to decide the division. I really think so. I think the Chargers are going to go on a run. The Chiefs are going to stumble a little bit more, and it's going to get dicey at the end for the Chiefs.
Man, I hope so, because I do not think the Chiefs are good this year. I think they are exactly what they
look like,
which is the 2022 Vikings, the 2020 Steelers. Mm-hmm. They are getting super, super lucky at the end of these games. Every close game seems to be going their way. And eventually it is going to bite them. They've already lost a game. It's not like they're undefeated still. They've already lost a game.
Yeah.
And they were chasing the Bills the entire night. There were points where they did take the lead, but they were chasing them the entire night. And the Bills came in there wounded. I get it. So did the Chiefs. But I don't know if that makes up a ton outside of Rashee Rice. But even then, to start the year, he was getting a boatload of their targets, and they were still struggling on offense. This is what they've been now for like 2.5 years.
Yeah.
803-0550, the number to call. Also want to get that word in on college football. Crazy weekend this weekend as we head into rivalry week this upcoming Saturday. Zach Jones and Josh Schmidt here on the Northtown Automotive X Point Show on WGR.